Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick has been waiting. What's up, Nick? How you doing today?
Hey, how you doing today?
What's on your mind, man?
Man, you know, I just wanted to talk about, you know, with Nick Chubb. There's a couple things going through my mind. Nick Chubb was one of my favorite players in the Browns. Genuinely, I'm so sad to see him gone. However, if you did kind of pay attention to his performance last year, you know, you kind of understand that it's not the same, and it does make you question, you know, what is he going to be doing in the future? He does a lot of, you know, posts a lot of videos of him in the weight room, putting in the work, but that also doesn't necessarily mean speed in general. So, you know, and that's kind of what you need in that position. So, I'm staring at my Nick Chubb jersey right now as I'm saying this, one of my favorite players ever, but I totally understand the decision to kind of move on from him. You know, we got some great running backs. I think we're going to be doing fine in the future in that regard. I think there's some other stuff we need to focus on other than that. But miss the guy. Hope he does well. But at the same time, I understand the decision.
All right. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate you, man. Did he say miss you guys at the end there?
Yeah, I think he did.
We're here. We're hanging out. Maybe he missed you. I don't know. You're everywhere.
I think he probably misses Nick.
Is that what?
Since I'm in here.
I think he said miss the guy.
Oh, miss the guy. Okay. He might want to be like,
miss the guy.
Miss the guy. Yeah. That was tempered and level-headed, I thought. I didn't think... Wait, you know, yesterday we had Cheryl in Las Vegas. I don't know if you caught any of the show at all yesterday, but Cheryl legitimately cried over Nick Chubb on the air.
I get it.
Like tears. You could hear everything. And it was like that. I mean, I said I just need to forward this to Andrew Berry's front office. I don't know why I'm dealing with this all of a sudden. I don't need to be your therapist. But she was very, very upset with it, and I thought more people would be like that. So that was very measured by the caller right there.
Nick Chubb, I've had very emotional conversations with people about Nick Chubb, and I've had feisty conversations about Nick Chubb because he's that kind of guy. He's been that kind of guy for this fan base. And it was during a time where there was not a lot of good football.
Yeah.
And there weren't a lot of players that you wanted to attach yourself to.
Well, and you'll look like the idiot if you bet against Nick Chubb. Like, if Nick Chubb turns out to be awesome, everyone will have the obvious statement of, yeah, who couldn't have seen that coming? Like, yeah, you were the ones that wanted to bet against Nick Chubb. Nobody bets against Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Like, at least with, like, Baker, when Baker went away to Carolina and he started to struggle a little bit, it was like, okay, all right, we can kind of, even though I believed in Baker, I like Baker.
And Baker wasn't everybody's cup of tea.
No, not at all. He was very divisive. It was definitely a mixed bag of you liked him, you didn't like him.
I think everybody was 100% on board with Nick Chubb. Like, if you had a daughter, marry Nick Chubb.
That's exactly what I told Pendergast earlier on 610 in Houston. I was like, we'd get
that
calls.
You want Nick Chubb to marry your daughter?
No, we're getting into a Belichick situation there. That might be the age by the time she's legal might be a little much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Explain that one away. It's like, you're dating Nick Chubb? How does this work? Wait, he's how much older than you now? But I told Pendergast.
He's got a cane and a walker.
Last time I saw Jim Brown in person, that's what he had. He had the cane walker situation going on. And I kept getting worried. I don't know why in my head as I was passing him. I'm like, he's going to just use that cane and go out and trip me, isn't he? I don't know why. I just envisioned Jim Brown in that moment just being just
probably warranted.
Well, maybe. Maybe not. I've said some things. But like thinking about Jim Brown just in his last days. Maybe that's how I'll be when I get older. I don't know. Tripping people with canes.
I can't really speak to being an NFL running back, obviously, but I would assume that it's not great for the body.
No, I won't be like Belichick. I promise you that. I will not be the 73-year-old. If something happens to my wife, I will not be the 73-year-old that is going after 24-year-olds.
Okay.
It won't be me.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Please do.
Hey, sweetie.
You know what the response is going to be? You're like, Jonathan, you know, 40 years ago, you told me you would not be that guy. And now you're that guy. You're dating this 24-year-old. What in the hell happened to you? And I'd be like, life's pretty good right now, Chris.
Would you like some bourbon?
Why do I talk like the typical old man?
Because that's the only impersonation that I can do.
Sounds like an old woman.
I really can't. An old woman?
That sounds a little bit more like an old woman than an old man.
Yeah, do it one more time and offer me some Werther's.
Hey, would you like some Werther's Originals, honey?
He definitely deepened the voice for that one. he definitely did. All right, so I've been told by Mac, who you just heard from, and then obviously Dan Menigan, not
creamy.
Obviously.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Now I want you to do your Belichick version.
I don't think I could.
No.
We're on to Miles Garrett.
Well, we're on to Shedeur Sanders now.
Oh, Shedeur Sanders. No kidding.
Yeah.
With you, that's a surprise.
Whoa. I've done a good job today, I feel like.
Shedeur!
In a what has been a Shedeur day of days, a celebration, as many would call it.
What are you going to do? I really do want to know this.
Probably because keep talking on the radio is the answer, but yeah.
Because I know how emotionally attached you are to Shedeur at this point. What are you going to do when he just doesn't get an opportunity this year and they draft Arch Manning next year?
First off, I think Arch Manning is staying in school. If it ends up being the Browns, I think the only way that Arch Manning comes out is if it's the Saints having the number one overall pick. And then I think the eldest Manning.
I think you're underestimating the Manning-Haslam connection.
No, I think I'm properly estimating the Manning-Haslam connection. Peyton knows exactly who Jimmy Haslam is. He doesn't want to get in bed with that at all. And I think the reality is, this is why they're setting up all these narratives, because they do want to help dictate the team for Arch Manning. And they're setting up the idea that, hey, Arch, not only are you making all this money in NIL, that's irrelevant to the conversation. The point is, you have generational wealth because of your dad already, so you can hang out at Texas for as long as you need to hang out. You don't have to rush yourself to the pros, and he's going to stay there. I really don't think Arch Manning is coming out this year.
Jimma is getting his Manning. He missed out on one Manning. He's getting his Manning.
Don't see it happening. But wait, so what's the question, though? If Shedeur, if he never plays, he never gets an opportunity this year,
and then Arch Manning comes,
I'll be shocked if he never plays this year. Absolutely, I'll be any Stephen A. Smith word that you want to throw out there, gobsmacked, run amok, all these type of things. There's no world where that actually exists unless Joe Flacco is just gangbusters, and I don't know how that's going to happen either. The first 6 weeks is so tough. I think he's going to struggle, and then I think Shedeur will get the opportunity. But if Shedeur, I'll play along. If Shedeur doesn't play at all, and then Arch Manning gets drafted by the Browns, then I'm thrilled, because I think Arch Manning is going to be a really good quarterback. The end goal of this, and the end goal has always been, get the Browns a quarterback.
Okay.
This has been the misunderstood part of this.
And get you a customizable jersey.
I bought it from Chinese eBay for $30. I think we're okay.
All right.
Very, very, first off, great investment by me. And second off, now that I don't even have the right number on the jersey, so what are we really doing here? But the point is, the whole goal of all of this has been the Browns have to take chances at quarterback. And that was the whole point between Shedeur at number two, and people forget this for some reason, it's convenient, but I also like Cam Ward a lot as well, because Cam Ward fit in that same bucket of, you're going to have a high draft pick, and you're going to take a quarterback because you need to invest in the position. You don't win without a quarterback, especially in the AFC. Look around.
Of course.
There's so many good ones. If I started naming them, you'd be like, Jonathan, we've been here for 7 minutes, and you're just naming really good quarterbacks. So the starting point of all of this was finding a quarterback that you love, and then, you know, getting the Browns to a spot where they would actually take the quarterback. And the Browns have gotten there. In a roundabout way, but they did. And so if Shador doesn't work out because they're taking Arch Manning, that's a beautiful thing for me in many ways. Although I think Shador can be a good NFL quarterback, and I think he's got the talent to do so. If Arch Manning's the end goal, guess what, guys? We all win.
So your fandom for the Browns runs deeper than your love fest for Shador.
For sure, yeah. And I hate if people get that misconstrued in any sort of way, because ultimately the end goal and what makes my life more enjoyable is the Browns having an awesome quarterback and a quarterback that I can have real conversations with when it comes to the AFC North.
That would be nice.
It'd be very nice. And so, like, if that's not Shador, then guess what? Hey, life moves on. Mm-hmm. As long as they're taking stabs at it, that's what I need to see. I need to see them not just lay down and say, Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, here's your quarterback situation. Because I can't do 17 weeks of here's Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. That is nauseating. I did 3 years of Deshaun Watson while knowing that man was a broken toy. He was made of glass, wasn't good. And then back of that, I had to watch DTR, PJ Walker. These bad quarterbacks. I'm tired of it the way everyone else is. And so that's the impetus of it all. Get me a good quarterback. Get me somebody I can care about and at least take chances.
I get that. I just wanted to see where you drew the line.
And now we figured it out. So Dan Menigan said this is a good clip. And so I want to hear this. This is from Shador Sanders. Mac co-signed that this is a good clip. Here was the young man earlier today.
It was good that I grown up Little League and all that stuff under center. So it bring me back to Little League days. So I got a good foundation. And now I definitely am going to improve on that. But I have a good solid foundation. Just prep for pro day and all that different type of stuff. Really make me more comfortable with everything. Everything in life, any aspect, is going to be a challenge. So it's just, are you going to be the one to overcome the challenge, or are you going to let the challenge get you?
Okay, I got to ask you, Mac, what was I supposed to love about that? Is it the gritty nature of it all?
I think it was the fact that growing up around the NFL and having the under center experience previously, along with the experience that he had and basically knowing that, you know, he's constantly trying to work on getting better, that it's basically made him into a better person, better player.
I'm going to sound as sarcastic as I think I've ever sounded with you. Okay, are you ready for it? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm hitting the eject button. It is a bully-free week of Mac. I don't know if you got the memo or not, Chris. We are doing a bully-free week of Mac, and so I'm not going to do that.
You're going to save the judgment for that for 2:05 on Monday?
We could, if you wanted.
I mean, sure. I don't know why you would bully him in the first place. What did he do to you?
I'm not the bully. I'm not the bully on this.
I mean,
this.
The fact that you have to implement a bully-free thing for somebody who's a part of your show.
We're giving him a week vacation conveniently with the same time that the guy that normally sits in that chair is also on a week vacation. That's what coincides there.
Interesting.
I think he deserved it. But I think you've earned it as well. I think you've earned this week vacation. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope you enjoy the fact that Shador Sanders brought a lot of positive light to these airwaves with that statement. He definitely did. All right, Chris, how much is Evan Mobley's growth impacted by the two guards? We'll get your answer on that and more of your phone calls. 216-474-0092. We'll get back to the Cavs next right here on Afternoon Drive.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.